It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
This hour of Gresh and Keefe is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
He can't get it. A one-up the wall. A run is scored. Here comes Durant rounding third. And he will cross the plate. The game is tied at three.
Red Sox are going to win the game.
He got it.
Andy Gresh.
If the game's not played, it's not just the team that caused the outbreak. Both teams would not be paid their paragraph 5 salary.
I feel like the coronavirus, like it's 15 minutes of fame is starting to kind of fizzle a little bit here.
Rich Keefe.
Slide right down your gullet.
Gresh and Keefe starts right now.
I ripped the knob off.
I did a movie with George Muir.
On WEEI.
Fourth and final hour, Gresh and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. Gresh finishing up his vacation week. Gary Tangway is here. Gresh will be back on Monday. And it's funny that John put that George Murison cut in there, Gary, because of the LeBron James movie that came out this week. We were talking about best athletes that were in movies, and obviously George Murison.
George Murison, towards the top of that list. Absolutely. I mean, multiple movies. I mean, he was in with Billy Crystal.
My Giant.
And then, of course, the Maria Menounos production that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Serial Buddies, about a serial group buddies. Of serial killers.
Yep.
Right. Dark comedy.
Uh-huh.
And George Murison was a victim.
He was.
He was a victim by the Serial Buddies.
It's like in John Wick when they killed Boban. I don't know if you saw John Wick 3, but Boban, the basketball player, was in that.
I have not.
You never seen the John Wick movies?
I know. It's sad. It's sad that I have not seen the John Wick movies.
Come on. They're excellent.
They're movies, not a film.
They are movies, for
they're
sure.
They're movies. No, they're great. Because Keanu Reeves, to me, is the most overrated actor ever.
Whoa. Oh. Wait a minute. Oh,
yeah. I feel like Gary's on a soapbox right now.
Yeah, wait,
he just
wait
did the,
a minute.
He just did the Scorsese movie versus film thing, and now he's insulting Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Do you think Keanu Reeves is a great actor? Because I don't. I think he's a movie star.
He's good at what he does.
Yes. So both can be true.
He's not a chameleon.
No, okay, he's not going to win an Oscar, but is that the most important thing? Like, put on an entertaining movie. Like, that's more important to me than like, oh my God, this like, Shakespeare. I don't need that.
It's like The Rock.
Gary, what other... I know we're going to do 5 questions for Gary. Yeah. Can I do a precursor to that?
Go ahead.
Gary, what other actors do you think could play roles Keanu Reeves has played and be better? Would there be a better Neo? Would there be you haven't seen John Wick, so you don't know that one?
No, but I've seen enough of the trailers. I know what he's doing.
You get the gist?
I got the gist of it. And also in Speed. That movie,
Excellent in Speed.
He was okay. Sandra Bullock was awesome in Speed.
Cons! They're all cons! Best line
what,
in the
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? Was that
good
him?
Good in that one. He was good in Hardball, when he was teaching those young kids how to play baseball.
Yeah. What was the quarterback movie?
The Replacements.
The Replacements.
Yeah, he's great. He's great in that
one. John's got me with who would do a better job. I don't know if there is somebody, but that's the one role he was made for.
I think
Jason Statham
could pull off some of those roles.
Statham is pretty good.
Keanu Reeves, right?
Keanu Reeves. But that's
there's
the one thing he does well.
For him too right now. He's in a whole bunch of stuff.
The Keanu-sance is happening.
There is.
Our eyes.
John Wick 4, I think they're making. So
what was the one with the dead presidents? What was that? With Patrick Swayze.
Oh, Point Break.
That was pretty good.
That was great.
I might have to take a step back with that.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of good stuff.
I might have to take a step back.
I think it might just be his voice or like his delivery that throws you off. And you're like, that doesn't seem comfortable. And you can't give the guy like a big long monologue. Like, it's got to be kind of
quick hitters. He's awkward sometimes.
A little bit. I'll give you that. But he's been in a lot of great movies.
He has. Point Break's a great movie.
It is. It's a killer. All right, here's five questions. And again, it could easily turn into 10 questions. But here are five questions for Gary Tanguy. Let's start with number one. The Summer Olympics are beginning today. They've already had some of the events, but the opening ceremonies today. Are you into the Olympics? And if so, what events?
Generally swimming and gymnastics, if there's a great story. I mean, I have daughters. They're into Simone Biles and that whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, and I think they're amazing. And the thing about gymnastics for both men and women is they dedicate their whole life to this moment. That's crazy. The case, like, with Ali Raisman when she won those medals.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. It's not a 7-game series.
Nope.
Okay? It's not 9 innings. It's not 4 quarters. It's one event. That's it. And you have prepped your whole life for it. I find that fascinating for both men and women gymnastics. And swimming, because of the characters. You know, swimming always seems to bring out some characters.
And we were talking with Fitzy earlier in the week, too. Like, some of those photo finishes, too. Like, it can get pretty exciting, like, in that. But so I love watching the women's gymnastics, too. But sports that are judged is tough for me. Because, like, you watch two.
It's
and
so
I know,
arbitrary.
I know
it's subjective.
I'm like, I think that one was better. And obviously, I don't know. But then you're like, isn't that frustrating to you? I like that one a lot better than that one. But how come, like, her points are so much better? And, like, they try to make it very simple to you. They're like, well, this person has a difficulty level of 1,000, and this one's is only 900. And you're like, okay, I guess. But, yeah,
it doesn't
that's the
bother
most
me.
Watched.
I've totally bought in.
I have too. And so for Simone Biles to be going back again.
But does the basketball interest you? Because it doesn't.
I'll watch that.
I'll watch it. But it's not the same. I mean, and it will never be. It was great when you had the amateurs. And when the Dream Team.
I loved it.
Dream Team came out. And
I loved it.
And they were burying teams by 100.
Yep.
And after the game, the teams asked for photographs.
Right.
I thought it was great.
But now that their games are actually better because there's NBA guys in every country in the world.
And I have to be honest with you. I wish Jason Tatum wasn't playing in it.
Really?
I mean, just rest the knee. Who cares? You know, take it. I just don't think it's the. I don't think it's a player's patriotic duty the way it used to be.
Yeah, but I also think that these guys, they look at that because Jordan played in it, because Kobe played, because LeBron played. Like, this is sort of the next step. If you want to be that superstar, you represent, at least for one, you don't have to do it all the time, like your guy Carmelo did.
But if, but
he did like 5 Olympics.
Yeah, anyway, why not? Great job, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, but if you, you know, to me, I just think that you don't have to do it.
No, you don't.
You don't have to do it, and it's kind of lost its shine to me. So if a player says, listen, especially this year with the way how late the season went, if somebody says, you know, I'm out, I'm good with that.
Well, with everything. I mean, you got Devin Booker, Middleton, and Jrue Holiday all played game 6 of an NBA Finals. Now they got to go over to Tokyo, which, oh, by the way, like the COVID numbers are up. Bradley Beal had to bag out because of it. Like, I mean, there's all that whole
thing. If I'm the owner of the Bucks and the Suns, I'm not thrilled with it.
No, definitely for those guys.
I am not thrilled with it.
No, not at all.
Not at all. So I understand that. But I still think while the Olympics have lost some of its appeal, because of oversaturation, basically.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
just so available to
you. We've seen Team USA so many times, or at least that kind, you know, version of it. Track and field, does that still give you anything there?
I was never
into
that
much. The fastest person in the world, you don't care?
No, but it's got to be a personality.
Yeah, like the Usain Bolt stuff was great.
That was great.
Or going back to like even like Michael Johnson with the U.S. team or like Carl Lewis and like
I still think watching Michael Phelps was probably my greatest Olympic moment. Gary Tanguy's greatest Olympic moment was watching.
Nice. Yeah, I was sitting at home.
Watching Michael Phelps. And I met him at the Garden once.
You met Phelps?
Yeah, we got stoned. No, I'm kidding. but when I met him in person, I expected him to be like 6'4".
Is he not real tall?
What is misleading is his torso.
Yeah.
If from is so long.
Right.
I think he was like 6'1".
He's built like a dolphin.
And when I thought I was going to meet, I go, hey. It's just the way it went. Michael Phelps is walking down by the Celtics locker room, and he's got sort of a baseball hat on. He hadn't shaved, and he's just kind of a shaggy dude hanging out.
Yeah.
And he's like standing next to me, and I went, hey. And he goes, hey. And I shook his hand, and that was it.
That was it.
I was like, and then he left. I went,
Michael Phelps.
I called my wife.
Michael Phelps.
I just met Michael Phelps, the greatest, one of the greatest Olympians.
Were you just
of all
watching
time.
The Celtics game?
It was after the post game. Yeah, he was there for a game.
Interesting.
It was just weird. Hey,
I know he's a big Ravens fan. He's always at like the Ravens games.
That's where he's from. Yeah, but I think he was probably like said when he saw me, he was like, "Hey, that's that guy."
He saw you. He's like, "I know." He was like, "You didn't do it pre and post game, did you?"
It was weird.
Question number two: if you could share a scene with any actor or actress, who would it be?
Wow! I have to pick one, or can I pick one of each?
Pick one of each. Might as well pick one of each.
Okay, Meryl Streep. Hands down.
Meryl Streep.
Phenomenal performer. Just tremendous.
And as we learned in trivia, the most nominated actor in the history of the Academy Awards. 21, just a few more than Jack Nicholson's 8.
And the other one would be, it would be Jack.
Really? So Jack just Nicholson. Those two. Just the two most. So Jack then you could Nicholson. Say I was in a scene with the two most nominated Oscar winners. That's why you'd say
and,
that.
And I think I wanted to give a Matt Damon's got Stillwater out, which I heard got a 15-minute standing ovation at a film festival the other night. That Stillwater with Damon is like, he's gonna win an Academy Award.
You see the trailer for The Last Duel. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, both in it.
Yeah, I don't know how that one's gonna roll. I don't know.
Adam Driver's in it, though.
Adam Driver's
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, no, this
I
one...
just can't... I picture those two guys from Cambridge running around playing knights. I don't see it.
It for sure could go either way. It's either going to be reviewed way, very, very well, or it's going to be an absolute bust.
I'll tell you right now, I watched good... My son and I, through the COVID thing, I reintroduced him to some great movies. Because all the good stuff is really streaming, unless it's a streaming series or it's a superhero movie.
Pretty much.
That's, you're right. Yeah, but if Good Will Hunting was pitched now, it'd be an 8-episode series on HBO Max.
You think so? Yeah,
because it wouldn't play in the theater. Because you got to have a superhero movie to make any money in the theater.
But you could release it on Netflix, and it could still get nominated for an Academy Award.
But series do better on streaming.
Yeah.
They do, because So, anyways, and I watch Good Will Hunting. Good Will Hunting is a great movie.
It is.
And I watched it again, and I forgot how great those two guys were in that movie. So when I see that they're in a movie together again, and I think they're both very talented, yes, I'm sucking up, but I think they're both they're very talented. But like, I will measure whatever they do to Good Will Hunting, which I think is a phenomenal movie.
It is,
and I shouldn't do that.
No, The Last Duel won't be as good as that.
But Damon in Stillwater is great. So I was thinking it was between Jack and Damon.
All right.
Follow up question, if I may, Rich. Gary, please. Is there any actor or actress who maybe people put on a pedestal who you think is not as good as that, or a very underrated actor or actress who's incredible that people aren't really talking about?
Either overrated or underrated.
Wow.
Yeah, what actor are people sleeping on right now?
I'm a big Titus Welliver guy.
Who's that?
The guy from...
Harry Bosch.
Yeah, he was in the what was the Timothy Oliphant show on Deadwood?
Yes.
He's in Deadwood, correct? Yep.
I know this guy.
Titus Welliver. He was on Lost, and he's been a career actor. He's been one of those guys that's just money in everything he does, and then he finally got a lot of attention with Bosch. Which I loved. So I'm a big Titus. And he's in every Ben Affleck movie.
Yeah, he's in Gone Baby Gone.
Yeah, Affleck has him in every movie. And
The Town.
I was in Gone
Baby. One of the detectives in The Town.
Yeah. I'm a big Welliver guy. I think he's... Okay. And I also think that William Dafoe is tremendous. And he does so much great stuff.
Willem Dafoe is great.
He's awesome.
He really should have gotten a chance to play the Joker at some point.
Yes.
He would have been a good Joker.
So, he was in the Florida Project, correct?
Yes.
Great movie.
Yes, he was.
That movie got buried in like an incredible year for movies.
It did.
He was also great in Boondock Saints.
He's great in everything. He was. I mean, he's great in Platoon. I mean, he's great in everything. Yeah. He's phenomenal in anything. So,
But on the flip side of that, is there somebody... Now, maybe Keanu Reeves was your answer, but is
probably,
there
somebody... It might be Keanu Reeves. I think, I guess you could say, like, The Rock.
You want to know what an unpopular opinion of mine is?
Oh, you know who I think?
Who's that?
Vin Diesel.
There you go.
Vin Diesel. And I'll tell you something.
I see which side you're taking in the Rock versus
there
Vin Diesel.
There is no sides. It is everybody over here likes The Rock, and then there's nobody over here that likes Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down
to.
Well,
The Rock is very likable.
No, please.
Vin Diesel, to me, Vin Diesel has not lived up to his potential because I thought he was great in Boiler Room.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
he was great in Boiler Room. And I think, Vin Diesel's he's worth, $1 billion?
He's doing fine, yeah.
I mean, he's doing fine. Yeah.
I mean, those I Am Groot inflections, though.
And I still don't know what the point of casting him for that is.
But do you know how much money you get for that?
I don't get it.
It's like $80 million.
Was it just to put his name on the poster?
I guess so.
Because couldn't you have just gotten like a trained voice actor or, I don't know, even a computer to do that? Because ended up changing the voice anyway.
You could have paid me a SAG rate, which is $880 a day, and I would have done it.
Like James Gunn was already doing, or his brother Sean Gunn was already doing like the mocap stuff They could have just had him do the voice.
Yeah, it does.
He was doing it for Rocket, but my point is, like, he could have easily just dubbed it in, paid him the same.
I thought that Bradley Cooper as Rocket was great.
Awesome.
He was fantastic.
One of the better voiceover guys.
He was fantastic. So I would say Vin Diesel is the guy. But I think Vin Diesel could be a great actor because I've seen it, and I just think he's mailing it in because he makes all this money playing Dom. Hey, Brian, let's go fast.
We're it's a all family. About.
They got a couple of Coronas.
It's all about family.
Yeah, they got a couple more of those to go. Question number three for Gary Tangway. Who was the worst Celtic to deal with while you were working for the team? Was there a guy that was a little short, a little rude, a little obnoxious?
Jared Sullinger hated me.
Sullinger?
Because I remember I took my son to the game and Sullinger, like, because I said he couldn't play. I said he was too slow.
Well.
I was right.
I was going to say, and pretty spot-on analysis.
Yeah, I mean, he got traded, and he was out of the league.
Yeah.
And Van, my son, said, Dad, he goes, Sullinger's just gave you the death stare. He's not big on you. The other guy, I was really disappointed in Rondo, the way he ended his career here. He was a real pain in the ass.
At the end, yeah. Especially because all the other guys were gone, and he was still here.
But I liked Rondo. I have a photo of my son with Rondo. Yes, I took advantage of it. Yes. And I did because...
Now, so you're a selfie guy, too? We learned this about Bradford. Bradford's asking people for selfies.
Oh, he's a big selfie guy.
I've never asked anybody for a selfie.
I'm not anymore. No, I just had a picture with him and my son on the court. Because they were doing a promotion,
yep.
And they asked me... But when Rondo was here, I said from day one, Rondo should be the starting point guard over Sebastian Telfair.
Right.
I was like, it's a no-brainer. He's the guy. And he liked that. So we got along.
Mm.
But then after everybody left and he started doing stuff like throwing Gatorade bottles at the whiteboard and then not showing up and showing up a half hour before the game.
Yeah, he had a birthday party, so he missed the game once. Because he was here with Stevens for a year. All those other guys were gone. They still had Rondo before they ended up trading him away.
And I was just like, and then, you know, we used to interview him and then he was just terrible to deal with. And it was so disappointing.
Oh, he'd be in mood after a game.
Oh, God, he was just terrible. Yeah. And it was like our fault. And I was really disappointed because I still think Rondo should have been the worst shooter to make the Hall of Fame.
Mm.
That was my thing. I don't know if he would
have. He might still get in because the Basketball Hall of Fame kind of lets everybody in.
Yeah, but he shouldn't. He just should not.
I'll tell you what. He has a better case than you think. Because, again, very low bar. Basketball Hall of Fame, very low bar. He is a four-time All-Star, four-time All-NBA defense. He's been on two title teams. He led the league once in steals.
What was the second title team? I missed that. The Lakers? No.
Yeah, he just won with the Lakers last year.
Please.
Still counts.
Yeah.
He was all NBA back in 2012. He led the league in assists three times and steals once.
Yeah, maybe.
And he was all rookie.
I loved him. I mean, I loved him.
Yeah.
He was so good. And the other guy who hated me, Tony Allen.
Really?
Yeah, because I
Tony Allen was an excellent defensive player.
He is, but when he was with the Celtics, there were sometimes he would play out of his ability, and I think I said something. And you know what happens is that the buddies say
something. Gets to him.
So I can't remember. I think Donnie Marshall, I was working with, I think he was actually traveling with the team. I think he was actually doing the game because Tommy couldn't. Tony Allen got on the bus and just like lit me up.
Really?
Oh, yeah, like lit me. Gary Tangway just lit me
up. That's pretty good.
And the other guy to light me up was...
Tony Allen, by the way, famous for getting hurt. The whistle had blown, and he decided to dunk after the whistle, and then blew his knee out.
Blew it. Ridiculous.
So
ridiculous.
Bad.
The other one was Marcus Smart's agent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said that if Tangway shows up at the Garden, I'm going to strangle him. Because his client can't shoot threes.
Yeah, well.
Well, there you go.
Again, a lot of spot on and out. People just don't like the truth.
Oh, they do.
Like
a lot of times. Some, and they'd be like.
That's what that comes down to.
Yeah. Oh, if that Gary Tangway shows up, I'm going to wring his neck. Oh. I think that's a quote.
That'd be a pretty good thing. Imagine that story. Marcus Smart's agent chokes out Gary Tangway. That'd be pretty good, actually.
It could have been good for my career.
I think that might have helped. All right, question number four, sort of a two-parter. What do you think right now the Patriots record would be if Cam Newton started every game? Versus what would their record be if Mac Jones started every game?
I got to take a guess because I did this once, but I forgot.
Okay.
I think I had Jones at 11-6, 11-7, right? No, 11-6.
You're right. 11-6.
And I think I had 9-8.
So basically, if they go with Cam Newton, you don't think they're a playoff team?
No, I don't.
See, it's got nothing to do with him. I just think the rest of the team is good enough to find a way to get to 10 wins.
And you're probably
the extra wild card team.
And you're probably right, but I did the exercise where I just went one loss.
Sure.
And you're probably right, but I think with Mac Jones by the end of the year, they could be cooking.
They could be. I am so fascinated by that whole part of it. Like, how bad does Cam have to play? Is it just a Cam performance thing? Is it a win-loss record? Would Robert Kraft ever possibly step down and just say, hey, Bill, what's going on here with quarterback? Would he dare do that? Because if you think that he did it with the draft, maybe there's a chance he would even do it, you know, if Cam is, you know, two touchdown passes, five picks through 5 weeks. He's like, well, what are we doing here? We got this guy in the first round.
This I know as being around and doing the pre- and post-game show on the radio and just understanding how the Kraft organization works. They like to win on two fronts, and this is why they are excellent at what they do, is A, they want to win championships, and B, they want to put people in the seats. And if they're not winning championships, you better be putting people in the seats. Because I'm telling you, if there are red seats that are empty, Mr. Kraft, and I'm not calling him Mr. I'm just saying facetious. I mean, Robert is not going to like that.
No, God, no.
And why would you? That's why they're great owners. Listen, they've made some enemies. Not everybody loves them. They're great owners. And so, yeah, I mean, if people stop going, you're damn right. The owner's going to go, okay, what's going on?
And it could get ugly, too. If it's 21-0 week four against the Bucks at halftime, Cam Newton's going to get booed off the field.
Well, they better pull his ass. And I'll tell you another thing is that if I'm a season ticket holder and it's November and Cam Newton's – and it's not going well.
Right.
It's a long day.
It's a long day. Some of these night games in there.
Am I going to go to these night games to watch Cam Newton play quarterback if they're like a 500 team?
No. The rookie gives you some juice.
Give him the butcher or whatever.
You're going to go to the butcher.
Look in the babysitter. Whatever. Long guy.
Fifth question. Another two-parter here for you. Currently, I know you watch a lot of NBA. Who is your favorite player around the league to watch, and who is your least favorite player to watch?
I love to watch Ja Morant.
Oh, good one. Yeah.
And my least favorite player to watch.
It's going to be probably, is it probably more of a style of
that's,
play than it would be?
That's a great question because I don't know if I really have one.
The NBA is full of stars. Like there's guys on every team that I think are pretty good to watch.
I mean, I love to watch Jaric, and then, a player I don't like to watch.
So, for me,
I've never even thought of it. Go ahead, I got to think hard about this.
It's actually a player I like, and I would have been open to a trade here to Boston. But I don't know if I could do 82 games of James Harden. I don't like a million free throws. It slows the game down. It bogs it down. And all he does is try to get to the line. He's a great player. I think he's an excellent player. And I think sometimes people kind of poo-poo him just because he hasn't won yet. But it's a lot of diving into this guy. Let me go to the free throw line stuff for James Harden.
Dribble, 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 dribble. Fat, fat, fat. Dribble, dribble, dribble. No defense, no defense, new defense. Shoot. Oh, a foul's called. He's going to the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's also triple-double, and maybe you win a game, but like, I kind of get where that criticism is. It's not the most entertaining brand of basketball,
There's nothing. I don't have one.
You love everybody.
Nobody stands out to you. Nobody stands out to me. I mean, I just think that one of the things about the NBA right now, whether it's, you know, Utah.
Loaded.
Even like Minnesota, I'm going to name drop for a minute. With Adam McKay, when we were shooting Don't Look Up, he's a huge
basketball fan. Yeah, he told me.
And so he was talking about the sort of Timberwolves. Much fun to watch, but they're idiots.
Yes.
And he was like, I watch these guys like that. And he's like, he'll watch like four games a night or whatever. And he's talking about how he loves to watch and I go, but they're morons. And he goes, I know, they're idiots, but they're so much fun to watch. So the NBA is loaded with great stars to watch, I think.
I agree with you. I think even the bad teams, there is, at least this guy's coming to town, so I'll see him for a game, right? Like, I'll see Ja Morant, or I'll see Zion, or I'll see Karl-Anthony Towns, or I'll see whoever. Like, every team sort of has one.
Like, there's not really a named player I don't like. Harden, I guess, I understand what you're saying.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
I get it.
Harden's like that. Even, like, Westbrook's at times can be kind of frustrating and, like, a lot of free throws and a lot of whatever, but then there are all highlights that those guys make that nobody else can do.
I was very frustrated with Westbrook when he was playing with Durant because I thought he had this chip on his shoulder that he had to compete with Durant as opposed to play as a team.
He's like, I'm going to shoot now. Yeah.
That bothered me. That part bothered me.
Yeah. All right, there you go. There's your five questions with Gary Tengwey. John, do you have any more bonus ones you want to throw in there? Anything you thought of? You have a chance to talk to an actor, a former play-by-play voice? Or TV
Why
host?
Do I feel there's a setup here?
There's no setup?
No, there isn't. I had one and I lost it. One thing I think about a lot, Gary, tell me if you agree with this. The three best shoulder actors of all time. Acting with your shoulders. Michael C. Hall, Heath Ledger, and who's the dude who with the voice in Rogue One?
The villain
in Rogue One. Ben Mendelsohn.
Ben Mendelsohn.
I've always noticed the way that they act with their shoulders. Is that like a thing?
I think that you have physical actors who definitely try to use their body more.
You're Jim Carrey's.
I mean, I'm a huge Ben Mendelsohn guy. Huge Ben.
He was awesome.
Phenomenal.
What's the Braintree movie? Killing Them Softly.
Yeah, I think when you think of the shoulder, I think of Robert Conrad. You know, the battery.
No idea who that is.
Yeah, I know you don't. But
this is,
I would give you two out of the three.
This is a very niche question.
I would give you Heath Ledger. That was so sad. And Ben Mendelsohn. I would give you those two. Yes.
Do you think? I asked you this about someone else earlier. Do you think another actor could have done what Heath Ledger did in The Dark Knight?
Honestly,
do you think there's maybe like 10 guys that could have done it, but it's not everyone?
So a few other Jokers. I mentioned Willem Dafoe earlier. I think Crispin Glover probably could have pulled off a really weird Joker. I don't know if anybody would have topped Heath Ledger, but I think there's a few guys that have given a chance. Jared Leto would have been good, but they just made him look too stupid.
Well, I was
Jared
say,
Leto's
that's
a psychopath. I think he could have done it.
He could have, but I just think, because if they gave him that script and that thing, I think he could have pulled it off.
You know
but
who
the
I
Suicide
think,
Squad thing
it's,
was like,
it's funny that you mentioned it. I think that Mendelsohn could do it.
Mendelsohn could do it. I think James McAvoy could do it as well. Him and Split, he was acting in circles around the rest
McAvoy
of the cast.
McAvoy could do it,
McAvoy's really good. So, a few guys could.
But I mean, it's the legend of. I mean,
oh my god,
the legend of the guy dies.
By the way, I don't even think that's his best performance. I think he's better in Brokeback Mountain. Believe it or not, I think Brokeback Mountain is like one of the best movies ever made, and he was incredible in that.
Yeah, I mean, he might be. I think that definitely got recognized as one of the great movies of that time.
Yeah,
too,
I mean, but here's the question: was it a great movie? If it had been a heterosexual relationship, would you have still enjoyed it?
2005, every Fox News segment was like Bill O'Reilly ripping on Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, I agree.
That would have swept the Oscars in 2020.
Yeah, I
agree. That's true.
I agree with you. It didn't matter the gender.
No.
The gender did not matter.
It was a good movie.
The gender was irrelevant.
All right, coming up, we're going to do the best of T3. That means everything you said today on the Twitch, which is just twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, Twitter at Gresh Keefe, and the text line 37937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Or Gresh and Keefe right now on WEEI. Have you been watching the show today?
At twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Been tweeting the show?
At Gresh Keefe on Twitter.
Texting the show?
At 37937.
Well, now it's time to read only the positive messages.
From Twitch, Twitter, and the text line.
On Gresh and Keefe.
All right,
back here on Gresh and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Gary Tengway in for Gresh. Shime also off today, so John Anderson wearing a lot of hats. He is the movie trivia host. He is the trending update anchor, lead producer, all of that, and also in charge of T3. John, what do you got?
All right, we'll kick it off with something from the Twitch chat. So this will be, I need to thank our guy Justin for filling in for Shime today. And so when we went to the first trend, the camera was on Justin and not on me, because it's normally Shime's seat before it flipped over. And $5 Shake says, hey, Shime shaved his beard and got younger.
There you go. Yep. A new look scrim today.
Yeah, because it definitely wasn't me.
No, it was not.
I got one of those backwoods beards going on right now.
Oh, yes. I like that.
You look like, you don't know who the original John Anderson is, do you?
The one from Yes?
No, the country musician.
Oh, the country musician,
you
and
look
then the
like
guy
him.
From Yes, then the ESPN guy, then me.
So you're on the Mount Rushmore of John Anderson's?
But yeah, you look like the country music singer.
Hmm. Oh, thank you. I can sing like one, too.
Have you seen him?
You know they can turn any song into a country song?
Yeah, don't thank me until you look at a picture.
Yeah.
Is he ugly?
Well, famously, yes.
Anyways.
Homely or ugly? All right, next.
He's a regular guy.
Okay.
On Twitter, first name, bunch of numbers tweeted at us, same old Tengway take, but Gary fails to mention he's a fraud. Knives out, whiny, little, inbred, can't say that word, poor Keith and Anderson, concentrate on taking a bleep Anderson, and Keith Bellafraud is fired after this year.
I'm going to get fired. I thought you meant...
No, Bellafraud
is Bellafraud
fired.
Oh, Bellafraud is going to get fired. So people have said a lot of things about Gary. Inbred, though, I wouldn't... Not high on my list. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah,
insult.
I've never heard that one before.
That's a newer one.
That's
for you.
Well, maybe because I'm from Maine, they went with that.
I guess.
But
he was.
That's all they could come up with.
But he was angry with you.
Yeah, this guy didn't like me at all.
Not at
that's
all.
That's fine. I mean, I did say Belichick would be fired like around Christmas time.
From 774, reacting to the Cleveland Indians becoming the Cleveland Guardians. This one goes out to all of Cleveland's legal guardians. Congratulations.
Terrible name. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And the logo is terrible too.
What else are you going to do? I mean, when it comes to names now, there's not a lot left. You're not going to go with any animals.
Why not?
There's
I think the
McCracken's a great one.
Crocodiles.
The Crocs. The Cleveland Crocs.
Cleveland Crocs.
Because they have them in Cleveland.
Oh, so many penguins in Pittsburgh. Gary, it doesn't matter. If you can come up with a cool logo and a cool mascot, people are going to buy Kraken stuff just because the Kraken's cool. If they were the Cleveland Crocodiles, you wouldn't buy. Crocodiles are huge.
It kind of sounds like a minor league team.
Right. Well,
walk outside and find me a red sock in this city, Gary. But you can't.
I know, but that's 100 years old.
That sounds like a major league outfit to you, the Cleveland Guardians.
Maybe they're trying to.
That sounds like an XFL 3.0 team.
Okay.
Would be the Cleveland Guardians.
But maybe they're trying to piggyback off the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Maybe.
Which brings us back to Vin Diesel, the most overpaid actor ever.
That takes place in Cleveland.
Yeah. Although.
Maybe that'll be the sequel. The whole thing will be in Cleveland. They'll be trying to put out the river fire.
Although, where does the beginning of Guardians take place? Where was Chris Pratt yanked out of? Where was Star-Lord yanked out of? Was it Ohio?
Like the Midwest or something.
I think it might have been probably close.
Oh, it was Ohio,
my point was, I think it was Ohio.
Oh, suddenly like, we're
Gary's
on, this,
on to something now.
Well, no, you're on to something. Right. I don't know.
Anyway.
Joby Wan Kenobi on Twitch, which I don't know if Shime filled you guys in on this already, but that's just Twitch David Ortiz. He rebranded himself.
Oh my God! Okay. All right.
It says he had some racy comments and he had to rebrand before he came back. So
it's the Wild West.
He says
there.
Gary has the haircut of a 10-year-old boy.
Sharp. Yeah, I like it though.
Yeah, but it's
just
all
wants
real,
the boys
baby.
Regular. He goes in there, giving that boys regular.
Yeah, man, it's all real. There's no color.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 hours later, so nobody responded to him saying that. Then 2 hours later, he decided to respond to himself and said, "No way, Gary doesn't dye his hair. He has the hair of a 20-year-old man."
Oh no,
so
it's real.
Thoughts on that?
There's no dye here.
No dye.
No dye.
Now, would you dye it?
I don't know. I would say right now, I'll say no.
Yeah.
But when you get there. You might.
You gotta make a call, man. Just let it go.
For a roll, man.
Maybe for a roll, sure. Hey, you dye it purple, you're doing it.
You know, when I worked at Rosamund Pike, it was shaved.
I remember that.
That's right.
Did you do that because you knew you were working with Rosamund Pike?
I don't think that was it.
That wasn't it, kid.
That wasn't it.
No, we'll move right along.
Yeah, there may have been something else going on in Gary's life then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Take that one back.
Hey,
that's all right. Just dump yourself.
Two people said to me, and they're good friends of mine. I won't name them because I don't want to embarrass them, but they're very well known in the Boston sports community.
Okay.
I was at the Garden, and both said to me, "What'd you do, lose a bet?" That's exactly what they said.
Well, you forgot my name earlier in the show.
Yeah,
so we're even now.
You're all square now.
I forgot your name. You forgot I had cancer. Yeah, that's the same thing.
Also from the Twitch chat, in reacting to watching Gary listen to Slow Burn today, guy from the 207 said, Gary is sleeping, Sleepy Gary.
Sleepy Gary. Yeah, you know they used to call me, you forgot how many downs there were, and we started calling him Sleepy Gary.
Yes. Yeah. Did I do that? When
Slow
was
Burn, but you're right to sleep.
Yeah, it did. Kind of mellowed me out, man. Kinda, but I did. The Wiggy part eating Funyuns was funny.
Pretty good.
That was funny.
Pretty good.
Wiggy talking about candles. Do you have a favorite candle, Gary? You a candle guy?
Ooh, big candle guy.
Oh, my wife has candles. My house smells. Everywhere. It's like, she had a sea salt chocolate caramel.
Wow.
That was good.
Nice.
That was good, yeah, man.
I bet candles are the best. I always have a candle going. But I also smell bad, so.
So try to cancel them out, but it doesn't really.
It does really work.
Doesn't really help.
Also from the Twitch chat, Joby Wan Kenobi, who I previously mentioned, is actually just David Ortiz. In reacting to the meat discussion in Slow Burn, unpopular opinion, prime rib is way overrated. Too much connective tissue, give a T-bone or porterhouse any day.
I agree. Prime
rib is... I don't hate that take. Oh. That's not a bad take at all.
Not a bad take at all. You go for sirloin, man. New York Strip, you can't lose.
Hmm. From the 774 on the text line, who wouldn't want to take a trip on Jeff Bezos' wiener rocket?
I mean, they had all kinds of people on there going up into space for a couple of minutes.
Oh, my God.
Any desire? I know it's been talked about this week, but would you have any desire to if they offered you a spot on that?
No.
Right, same.
I don't want to leave my house anymore.
Correct.
No. I don't understand it. I've never had a desire to climb Mount Everest.
No.
I don't care
don't
about...
Don't need to do it.
I don't need to go to space. I don't need to run a marathon. Like, people will say to me, geez, you know, you run a marathon. You go, yeah, no. No, I don't need to do any of that stuff.
There was some meme going around a while ago of they're like all the dead bodies like on the way up to Mount Everest all started out as really motivated people. So why don't you chill out a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. No.
From the 207, people are dying from this effing vaccine. You guys are pushing the libtard narrative.
Death, taxes, and liberals crying.
Here it is.
I need to see the evidence of that.
Other than
someone who may have a medical condition that may be a result of it, but people are not dying from this vaccine.
Well, that guy saw a Facebook meme, Gary,
right.
And so that obviously is the reality.
It was a very blurry image. There was a circle on it with an arrow pointing to it.
It's not even great Photoshop.
That means the whole thing's a hoax.
Correct.
Yeah.
From the 413, why do you care if you're vaccinated and someone else isn't? It's like a smoker and a non-smoker.
Well, that's also not true. And we were talking more about the NFL. We were talking about as it relates to the NFL. And now you see teammates chirping at each other on Twitter. Jerry Hughes and Cole Beasley are going back and forth at each other. They are threatening them right now with forfeiting games and game checks. So, like, yeah, if Gary getting vaccinated or not would affect my money, then, yeah, suddenly I would care a lot more, right?
Yes, like absolutely.
That's a major factor.
Yes.
I don't know how this one slipped in here, but I guess in honor of how Shime usually does T3s, I guess I'll just read this one. John is doing a tremendous job with the trending news today. His voice is much better than the regular person who does it, much more professional sounding, like Gary Tanguay, dare I say.
The regular person doing it doesn't even put Shime's name in there. Just, he's better than the other guy. Better than Scrim.
Yeah. Speaking of Scrim, if Shime is now Scrim from 774, obviously he needs an Odyssey podcast called The Scrimmage.
The Scrimmage.
Ooh, the
line
scrimmage.
Of Scrimmage with Chris Shime. With Chris
Scrim. Scrimmage.
Scrim Shime.
That would be great. Yeah.
And we'll wrap it up with this, Rich, because Polly T noted, damn, I just realized no Shime to blast Keith with dad jokes on T3. So I told him, I said, give me one. And he said, did you hear about the news about the wandering nun? She's a Roman Catholic. And that's T3 for the day.
Oh.
Real bad, right? Real bad. All right, we'll wrap up the show next with You Got Something.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to the guys, Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Wrapping things up here on Gresh and Keith. Gary Tangway sitting in for Gresh. We'll be back on Monday. It's time now for You Got Something, brought to you by Unified Office. If you run restaurants, you know that busy signals and placing customers on hold means lost revenue. Let Unified Office help you maximize sales at unifiedoffice.com. Gary, you got something?
I do, man. Ted Lasso is a show that if you haven't binged or you don't have Apple TV, you need to do it. When I first saw the ads for it, and it's based on a promo that Jason Sudeikis did for NBC Sports, I went, okay, what is this going to be? Is this like just an extended SNL skit? Because that's what I thought it was at first. But boy, when you watch it, this is one of the best television series I've ever seen. It blew me away. It went places I didn't think it would go. And Jason Sudeikis takes this character, and at first you think, is it just a caricature? Is it a real person? You know, how are they going to do this? And all I could tell you is you have to watch Ted Lasso. Season two drops tonight. You got to watch the first season to understand it. The supporting cast is phenomenal, outstanding. The writing is next level because it just goes places you don't expect to go. And I will say this at the end of the day is that he's not just a caricature. Ted Lasso is a real person that, as they say in the movie promos, stand up and cheer for Ted Lasso. It's awesome.
Yeah, everybody loves it. I just haven't seen it yet because I feel like I can't have 10 different streaming services. I have like 9, so I haven't been able to
borrow
make it. Somebody,
oh, you got
to
get an Apple box. Oh, you can borrow somebody's password?
I guess I got to do that. But I will try to get on to the show. Would you say it's more funny or heartfelt?
That's a great question because as I was talking to a buddy of mine last night, I said, to say it's just a comedy is an insult.
Okay.
I would say that's a great. It's 50-50.
Okay.
It's
50-50.
Right.
So
but it's really funny.
Like, do you like laugh out loud?
Is it that funny? Yes.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
cool,
man.
Cool.
There are some moments.
I like Sudeikis.
There are some times you just laugh your ass off.
Okay.
And then there are other times you want to cry for the guy.
All right.
It's great.
Okay.
Great.
John, you got something?
I do. So as I've mentioned throughout the show today, Bruins have the 20th pick tonight in the NHL entry draft. And there's a couple names that Scott McLaughlin floated on the website as guys who you may expect the Bruins to target there. Get this. There is probably who Scott thinks, and I've seen a couple others write this, that the best player who could be there for them at number 20 is a right shot defenseman named Carson Kuhlemans.
Come on. Is
his
that
name
real?
Is literally spelled.
His name is
it's
Carson
spelled very
Kuhlemans?
Strange, but I believe it's pronounced Carson Kuhlemans.
The same guy. We already
and
have
you
that
could
guy.
Have you could have both of them.
We already have
so,
that guy.
So he so
guys.
He would be the best player available for them there.
Where is he?
Realistically,
where is he? Is he like a junior?
He's in the AJHL. Okay, plays for the Brooks Bandits. Then you've got a left winger named Brennan Othman, who had a great showing in the U18 World Championships. He got 3 goals and 3 assists in 7 games on a Team Canada that won gold.
Okay.
Then you've got Isaac Rosen, who's a winger who is considered one of the best skaters in the draft. Could be there.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Bourgault, who this is who I'm kind of interested in. So he is a center slash winger who the Bruins definitely need. He's put up big numbers in Quebec over the last 2 seasons. So 71 points this past or 2 years ago and then 40 points this past season in a much shorter season. And the final name is a winger named Sasha Pastuzhov. And he is the thing about him, no injury concerns. Is always healthy, consistent offense. So look for the Bruins to maybe snag one of them tonight. Rich, what do you got?
I think I want a center. And I know that's not like these guys are ready right away. But a couple of years ago, everyone was like, oh, the Bruins have more center depth than anybody. And it's like
they haven't hit on one since Brad Marchand, though.
Remember when Forbacka Carlson, JFK, they called him, was supposed to be. He's like, oh, he's a mini Bergeron. It's like, what?
Well, now it's like they have no winger. So if they end up trading for this guy, Connor Garland from the Coyotes, that's your right winger.
Don't they need defense?
They do.
They need left shot defensemen.
But at least
Ryan Suter's out there, and I think they can get him.
But like, what center do you like besides Bergeron? And he's 35 years old. Whereas at least defensemen, like, yeah, you need a defenseman. I think for the team this year, you need a defenseman, but the draft, you're not going to get that. And you have McAvoy long-term as your number one.
So the last first
I think
round,
the upshot is a center.
The last first-round pick they used was on John Beecher like 2 years ago, and he's a center, and he's going to be going back to Michigan this year to play his junior year for the two guys that are going to be the first and the second overall pick, Owen Power and Matt Beniers, are also on that Michigan team, but that's still a year away.
Yeah.
So if Krejci doesn't come back, I'll leave you with a name to look out for. I think Paul Stastny is someone they could sign who could maybe be a second or third line center. So
why not?
Wow, that's Stastny.
I'll take him.
Stastny.
All right, let's wrap things up with Mike Giardi, friend of the show, was on NFL Network today talking about the Patriots, but not about Cam Newton. This time he was talking about the defense.
No, they couldn't get after the quarterback. They couldn't stop the run. I mean, they just had all kinds of issues on the front seven last year. They allowed 131 yards rushing. That was up from 95 the year before. They allowed more points than anyone in the National Football League last year, and their front seven never generated any kind of pressure. 24 sacks last year. That was tied for 26th in the league. Last in pressure rate, last in pressures, period. And they said to themselves, we can't be that group again. We have to change. And how do you go about changing? Well, they had all that money in free agency, right? And they went about and they did that. For the run stoppers, Devon Godchow and Henry Anderson. Henry Anderson is one of the best run stoppers in the league by the analytic metrics, if you like that side of it. So they bring these two guys in to help anchor that defense. But then you add Matthew Judon. You bring back Kyle Van Noy, and of course you get Dont'a Hightower back after he opted out last season. They are completely remade, and I can promise you, they will not be emasculated up front like they were a season ago.
So I agree with Mike, but it also kind of ties back into how we started the show, and Stephon Gilmore, who is there, but he's on the PUP list, so to me, it's sort of like a sneaky holdout. He's not going to show up until he gets the deal that he wants, but you don't load up on defense to that degree, and then cheap out on your best player.
They're going to pay him. And he's going to have to decide, does he want the $14 million? Because we've talked about it. $14-15 million is the right number.
Yep.
He's not going to get $20
million.
No. If he wants $20 million, then he's going to have to play for the seven and hope he doesn't get hurt and play next year. So, but Keith, I got to give you credit.
Thank you.
You have the take of the day. He showed up to go on PUP just so he wouldn't get
sneaky
fined.
Sneaky holdout.
Yeah.
Right? Sneaky, slippery. That guy's hiding in plain sight, this guy. Yeah, very slippery. Well, Gary, great stuff. Thanks for filling in today.
Hey, Rich, breaker to end the show.
Late breaker.
Rick Dennison is out as the Vikings offensive line coach / run game coordinator after refusing the COVID-19 vaccine.
It's beginning.
So keep an eye on that this weekend.
If you don't buy into COVID vaccination with the NFL, you are out of a job.
Yep. So there you go. So OMF coming up next. Gary, you're back on Sunday with Andy Hart.
Andy Hart, 9 to noon.
All right. Great job back there producing John Anderson. And I'm apologizing here.
Justin, come on.
Justin, great job. No, I knew it.
We had one host forget one producer's name and the other host forget the other producer's name.
Justin, if I were you,
I would hate his guts forever. Justin, you killed it, and we'll never forget the performance you had today. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.